Leader Bites for Entrepreneurs with Elaine Jacobs.
Your one word, our one word for the year. That is where we're at today. What is the one word for your life, for this new year, for 2023? Because those one words become so important. They become almost decision makers. They become filters. They become inspiration. And so you get to choose a word for the year. Prayerfully choose a word. Ask God to make that word a reality for you in the year. We started this practice a few years ago. Many of you have joined me on it. We've always done that. And one of the best years, 2019, was Captain Jesus for me, which I loved. I love, love, love. 2022, the word was inspiration. And what I love was the definition of inspiration, which is the one that I've been working through this year. Inspiration is a simple, peaceful place where you are in harmony with the perfect timing of all creation. Inspiration is a simple, peaceful place where you are in harmony with the perfect timing of all creation. And I've allowed those words to actually just, you know, settle into my spirit. Because I think that many times we just run around trying to create, trying to do things, trying to push, and we're not inspired. We're just like stressed and we're running. And this year has been a year where I have actually just stopped and allowed inspiration to bring peace to me at my spirit, you know, in my spirit level. And with that, allow the timing of God to show up in my life. And it's perfect. It's perfect timing. And I have to tell you, reflecting on the word has just filled me with so much hope and so much adoration and so much love for what God is doing in my life. And I think that if you had to stop and think about it, we have to come into agreement with where God is working in our lives. We can't be fighting what he's doing. We've got to become co-creative with him and join with him in creating things that is he's working on. And so that is my word. I love this other statement that I found, which says, when you are inspired, dormant forces, faculties, and talents become alive in you, and you discover yourself to be a greater person by far than you ever dreamed you would be. And I think that is, for me, a great way to bring my year of inspiration, the word inspiration, inspired, to an end. And as I think of a new word, what would the year 2023, what is going to be the word for 2023? So do go and share with me. We're on the website of elainejacob.com. You can share your thoughts. I'll be sharing my word there. Hopefully I've come up with it by the time I'm off air. But yeah, I would like us to create conversation so we're able to come up with a word. It's okay if we don't have our words. We can continue to work on it because the word is inspired, obviously. It is in spirit. It comes to us from the Holy Spirit. So allow yourself the time to actually think about your word.
To re-listen to this leadership podcast by Elaine Jacobs, go to Impact 103's podcasts on our Impact 103 app or impactradio.co.za.